followed Alex Turner a little bit into a slightly more mature, more melodic, slightly more laid back area, which is suits him down to the ground. There are still obviously gutter snipe anthems in there. He does sometimes sound like he's about, he needs a really good cough before he starts to sing, or, you know, something like that. There's that element to his voice, that rasp to his voice, which is always very appealing because you don't know whether he's shouting or singing.
I know what you mean. The Smarts and Monkeys tracks that I really love, Cornerstone, I was listening to that the other day, and also 505, when they do that melancholic, beautiful, beautiful music.